selected for the Mandela Washington Fellowship, a yearly program in the USA.
Nice to have you. And
yes, my name is Miriam. I'm a South Sudanese as well. I did chemical and process engineering, and I'm going to California, USA for the program.
Mm-hmm. Nice to have you.
Good morning, listeners. My name is Hak Madol BTM, graduate from Kampala University, School of Art and Social Science. I'll be going to Texas Tech University, track of public management.
Great. Yes, that sounds very nice. Nice to have you here all this morning. And rather, let us carry on with this story and start to have this conversation now. Modi, what exactly is the Young African Leaders Initiative all about?
Thank you very much. YALI, in short, is a program launched for the young leaders in Africa who are aspiring, who are doing so much to their communities, who have done so much and need more to add on. So the U.S. government, through Obama, thought of nurturing such young leaders who will take up the next generation to another level. So it started in 2010, and the first regional center was the Nairobi Regional Center, which is the East African. And then now we have West, then we have Central, and I think North will come up soon. So through YALI, it has formed three other activities that help it. The regional centers, the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and then the YALI
alumni.
The alumni forum, and then there is this network. So what we are going for is the Mandela Washington Fellowship, which is normally done in the USA, in the different universities of the USA. And me, I will be going to the University of San Diego in California. So from there, you go there for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
After the 6 weeks, we shall have a three-day summit at the Washington.
Yes. Mary, would you like to add something on that?
Yes. When we go for the training, there's three tracks. All of us are going for different things. Others are going for business track, where they learn about entrepreneurship. Others will be doing public management to build on their management skills, while others will be doing civic leadership.
Civic leadership, yeah.
Yeah, so we are all going to do different things as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and let's go for another question here. What does it take to be considered for YALI?
Thank you very much. Hak is talking. YALI is a very competitive program that invite all young African leaders that are delivering or that are engaged in the communities. In one way or other, some of them are government employees like me. I work for the government for Status Nile Petroleum Corporation. We got invite applications are asked online. All the processes are done online, especially on September. You get the information that this is required. You apply. Then after applications, you wait for the interviews next year. That's how we get to know about YALI, especially mm-hmm. me. We got the information online. I applied in September. And then earlier January, I was invited for the interviews. And then late February, I was notified to be chosen for this program 2017.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as three of you will be going, have been selected for YALI, and you will be going in different universities to attend that. How are you feeling with that one?
So excited.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, we are really excited.
That's a good chance, yeah, yes. Of interacting with other countries.
Yeah, we get to make more friends from other parts of Africa. So it's a good opportunity, a great opportunity, actually.
Yeah, like right now, I think I have more friends who are doing tremendous work in Africa from different countries. I get calls sometimes You know, because they don't have my direct contact, so they call me online. People from Nigeria, from South Africa, they want to know more about what I do. So it has expanded my relation with other people in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, this is so excited moment when you are going to have a connection with your fellow Africans from other African countries, the Central Africa, the South Africa, West Africa, and East Africa as well. Again, you are going to have also mentors in U.S. You got to go and get all the connections, the network that will build the skills, that will build the relationships, the biological relationship between the countries. So it's an excited moment, and we can't wait to be there, especially where I'm going. I'm going to Texas, Lubbock, Texas Tech University. So it's a very exciting moment. So happy about that.
You can't wait for that.
I can't wait for that.
All right. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen. What happens after you have been selected for YALI? Now, you all have been selected, and you have been shown the universities that you will be going now. So, what happens?
First, there are a few preparations you have to do before going. There are some modules you do online that will prepare you for your time in arrival. They teach you how to behave in US because it's a different culture.
Yes,
so they'll tell you how to interact with other people, how to behave, what to bring to the US, and so on and so forth. And then they'll also help answer any questions you might have, and advise you on what to prepare, what to pack actually as well when you go to USA.
Yes, to add on what Miriam said, you know, after being chosen, we go through a process. It's a long process. You do some models online, you go through business interview, and a lot of things, and you go through what is called PDO, as pre-departure orientations, where you are told this is what happened in U.S., this is what doesn't happen in U.S. Like, I was shocked during that PDO, we are told that the tip is a must, that you must tip. So I was asking, why would I should tip? Because even when I get good services, I should appreciate the person who served me and give. They say no, it's a mandatory that you must give a tip. So those are a few orientations that we are going through. To date, we are still in contact with the embassy. Anything that we don't understand, we consult them, and they are giving us a guidance so that when we go there, we read there, there's nothing like cultural shock, kind of. So we'll be fine, Joseph.
Yes, Joseph.
Yeah. It has really been a good journey, and I'm hoping for the best. And you see, after going there, there's a lot that we have to do after coming back. For example, we have to continue with whatever we've been doing on a larger scale now, because now we have been exposed and we have been given more knowledge on how to handle them, with other connections from different countries and different organizations. So it will be a good platform for me especially. I have big ambitions for South Sudan as a whole.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another issue is what for you will be the biggest take home from this fellowship, and do you plan to apply it to what you do?
Yes. Basically, right now, I have a project that I'm planning on for the refugees orphans. I want to open an orphanage for them to help them in different ways, in education, in health, in everything. So I've discussed this with the mission director of USAID, and he's really excited about whatever I'm planning to do. So going there and coming back will help me in my business proposals that I also have that will help the orphanage. I want to venture in agribusiness. Due to the war, right now I'm back to zero. My mom was just away from my farm, so I have to look for somewhere else where to start from zero.
Mm-hmm.
So Mary, it will help me so much, because we have also a grant to win. I'm very sure I'm going to win it and start it from there.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Okay, my big takeaway, I will say, will be the partnerships, because we'll have a chance to network with others. I plan to form partnerships who will help me because when I come back, my plan is actually to push for better policies in the energy and environmental sector. Currently, we don't even have an energy act. The environmental policy is not being implemented. And this is something I want to push. And I require partnerships, and I'll require also the knowledge, because part of what I'm going to learn in the U.S. is policy making in the energy industry. So it will be really helpful.
The point of once we get to U.S., we get exposed, we get the skills, how do we intend to come and apply it? Actually, all of us, we have different factions. In South Sudan, you will agree with me that our country is in war, is not stable completely. In that case, myself, I'm planning, I have an idea of forming or registering organizations that will advocate for peaceful coexistence of youth and the communities. I'm working on that project so far. I wrote it. I'm yet to make presentation on it. There are a lot of youth initiatives that are all over that are targeting the youth, not to be involved in the fightings, or not to join rebels, or not to join rebellions or the army. Those are the few. One of the initiatives that I'm going to work on is one of it, especially an initiative to target the youth that are at the IDPs, that are the UN camps, that are, as we talk now, they are left out. They left out. Any initiative that happen outside, they are not far of it. So I'm working on two projects that will target the youth that are UN camps, IDPs, at refugees camp. Again, I also have an initiative, an idea of girl child education, especially a girl target, have a target, the bright girl that don't have a chance, then the vulnerable girls that don't have chance. So I'm working on those projects, and I'm sure if I get chance, if I will be given a chance by well wishes, the donors, I can do that, because I am a beneficiary of those charity organizations.
All right, and finally, now after this, you will be like off out there for these courses and these things. Now, looking forward, what next? Very quickly, we are running out of the time. After attending that, going for US in attending those different courses or workshops, coming back, what next we expect from you guys?
Okay, I think when we come back, the plan is, as a Mandela Washington Fellowship as a whole, we plan to also share our knowledge with the rest. We plan to maybe visit the universities here, like Jamajuba, talk to the students, share some knowledge. This is, I think, our priority as well.
Yeah, yeah. This is our major target. Once we come back, we have to come and share the knowledge and be part and factual of all the activities that happen in the country, to be positive, and we must advocate for positive change mindset. That's our target. Mentorship of fellows, youth, students, and career guidance.
Joseph. Yeah, first of all, I'm a mentor, so I have to keep on doing the mentorship programs that I have, and I want to expand it not only to the refugee camps, to the IDPs and different universities, not only in Africa, not only in, but all over the world. That's my target, and I'm very sure it will go there.
All right, then. Thank you very much, team. All the best. Good luck. And we hope to good news from after attending that courses in USA. Have a best. Thank you very much for coming.